Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is a podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote. South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail, a sitting president sleeping on cash, literally, a cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail, or even the post office operating even when they have nothing to do?
Can you confirm that delivery performances dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs.
Glen, known as a crime hotspot in Soshanguve, residents say it's a cauldron of felony and misdemeanor. The deployment of SAP's tactical response in the area doesn't seem to be yielding much fruit. Fear and terror still reign.
If you did a Google search of Soshanguve right now, all you are going to get are headlines like, man dies in Soshanguve crash, man shot and killed in Soshanguve, or even more dramatic, we don't know what's happening in Soshanguve. Yes. Unbelievable as it may sound, the latter is a real headline. Before I continue, I think it is important to explain that Soshanguve is a township north of Pretoria. The name is an abbreviation of, believe it or not, Sotho, Shangaan, Nguni, and Venda. Yes. In its wisdom, the apartheid government established this township and gave it this name to signify how it is a united abode of different ethnic groups. And 30 years into our democracy, the government of the African National Congress has not felt any compulsion to rename this township to something decent. This is the same ANC that has renamed everything, including those that really did not need renaming. But in this case, they felt no compulsion to remove such an offensive name. And you wonder why the headlines about Soshanguve are as vile as its name. It is a case of give a dog a bad name and hang him. Now, Soshanguve is just a synonym of bad headlines day in and day out. Even recently, a story that otherwise would be positive assumed a bad image when a man paid tens of thousands of rand in Lobola for his bride, only to turn out that the money was fake. And then the mother of the bride was reportedly arrested for going on a shopping spree using the said fake money. Only to turn out that both the Lobola and the shopping spree stories were fake. Which means that if people do not get killed and robbed in Soshanguve, the people of Soshanguve themselves manufacture news stories that are fake about their township. Give a dog a bad name. Until this week, when something incredible happened in Sosha, as the locals call it, an eagle landed there. But this did not make news. Amidst the poverty, crime, desolation, in a bad name, Soshanguve caught our attention when it was revealed this week that someone in this township owns a light aircraft. You heard me well. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that is popular in places like Stellenbosch, not Sosha. But our Sosha defied the odds. Out of nowhere, this township made of migrants from former neighboring countries of Lebowa, Gazankulu, and Venda, as well as hostel dwellers from KwaZulu, pulled something that no other township can pride itself off. I mean, townships like Soweto can pride themselves of being a home to former football greats like Kaizer Chiefs. But you are never going to find an aircraft at any of its more than 1 million houses. That space is occupied by non-rent and electricity-paying tenants with sheikhs all carrying a DStv dish on the roof. However much you look, you will never find an aircraft in a township like KwaMashu in KwaZulu-Natal. But you do not have to look hard to find tons of guys who are willing to accept an equivalent of Chicken Licken's hot wings to kill someone, be that a football star or a rap artist. Famously known as Inkabi, these guys would shame Samuel L. Jackson and John Travolta's characters on that riveting, scary Pulp Fiction movie.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers.
Do you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
What do they call it?
Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
You got a corpse in a car, minus a head in a garage. Take me to it.
Mother!
Who's Zed?
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
I love you, Pumpkin.
I love you, honey bunny.
Everybody be cool, this is a robbery!
What's Fonzie like?
Cool.
Correct the mundo! And that's what we're gonna be. We're gonna be cool.
But none of them has the skill nor the desire to rock up in the hood in a light aircraft. They still prefer the 1980s BMW 325iS. I mean, for all their skills of scaring the living daylights out of everyone, including occasionally killing the very police that investigate them, the gangsters of townships like Bonte Heaven in Cape Town can never claim to have pulled a Cessna in the hood. They will manufacture and sell drugs. They will shoot each other and bring the township to a standstill. They will even occasionally just spend the rest of the day exchanging insults across the road. But those Buddhas, only 5 kilometers from Cape Town International Airport, have never thought of venturing into owning an aircraft, even if it is to flee from the police should a pursuit happen. And so, when Soshan Guve does the unbelievable and unusual, you would expect the presses to stop and the cameras to stop rolling and descend on Sosha to capture this moment. This should be breaking news as much as it should be content for investigative journalism as well as educational content. I can only imagine how my daughter could learn so much from this than some of the nonsense they learn in classes of life orientation. The story of an aircraft in a township is, in my view, bigger than even that of load shedding. It is unusual. It is inspiring. It is probably too good to be true, especially in these days when entire airlines are sold for 1 rand and some change. But let us for a moment forget about how news media have ignored this story and focus on exactly what this social aircraft is possibly used for. I can imagine a few good uses. This small plane could be something Speaker of the National Assembly, Nosiviwe Mapisa Nqakula, hires next time her daughter-in-law or something like that is having a tiff with a blesser in some godforsaken place somewhere in the continent. In this wingless craft, she will be able to fly under the radar, so to speak, unnoticed by jealous members of the opposition.
When I made that point, that was the point I was making. There was never, and I want to repeat this, never a deliberate or even a mischief on my side to deliberately contract it, the commander-in-chief.
This is also an aircraft minister of transport, Sindisiwe Chikunga, could charter for visits into small towns, especially in Mpumalanga. That way, she can avoid being on the same road she's entrusted to look after. It is also an aircraft we can add into the arsenal of Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi's vanity project of crime wardens, infamously known as Amapanyaza.
Some of you on day one might not have your own boots. Some of you on day one might not have your own belt. Some of you on day one might not have your own beret. Some of you on day one might not have your own car. Some of you on day one might not have your firearm. Some of you on day one, you didn't even know where you're deployed. I'm proud to declare that from now on, all the things that were not there, they are fully there. You are now fully equipped to go and fight crime in our province. We are giving you 200 cars to fight crime. We have concluded training those that are ready to carry weapons. We are ready to release weapons to you, to those that have passed training, so that you can shoot when the enemy shoot at you.
In the sky, Amapanyaza can be as invisible as they already are on our roads. But at least they won't have to worry about dysfunctional traffic lights. Who needs berets by any other pronunciation? But a wingless aircraft can do even more. Football teams like TS Galaxy could rent it and fly to their game safely so that to avoid accidents on the road. One could lease this aircraft to the national taxi body Santaco to kickstart their dream to launch and own an airline. This one suits the Santaco brand very well. It has no wings, just like most of the taxis with no brakes, broken seats, and unkempt taxi drivers. It parks in the backyard, like most taxis do. It is also unregistered, something our taxis have made a pastime.
Couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a 357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet, and it can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Imagine how much good a light aircraft could do for someone like Ace Mahashul. At least inside this aircraft, he will be reminded of how once he was a powerful man as Premier of the Free State and later Secretary General of the ANC. The aircraft does not have to fly him anywhere in particular, just like his newly formed African Congress transformation is going nowhere slowly. But at least in this Soshanguve aircraft, Ace could fly to wherever else the national rugby team, the Springboks, are gathering and personally depress them with his good wishes.
Go Boke, go Boke, go Boke. All the best on behalf of South Africans. As African Congress for Transformation, we wish you all the best. All the best. Boke, all the best. Make South Africans proud. We love you. All the best.
Imagine how well this aircraft would work for former President Jacob Zuma to crisscross the country on his MK Party Jones to look at projects he did not finish when he was state president. Imagine how much undeclared US dollars it can transport to Namibia without having to stage a robbery at President Cyril Ramaphosa's game farm. Imagine how it would have gotten disgraced former judge Nkola Motata quicker home than to drive under the influence of tea. Imagine how it can fly Helen Zille once and for all out of politics into a retirement home where she can say all she wants and be treated like a demented old person. Imagine how the National Prosecuting Authority can rent this aircraft to finally fly to Dubai and find the Guptas to
pay back the money. Pay back.
Except, as it turns out, our mysterious light aircraft is nothing more than a mobile tuck shop in Soshanguve selling fat cakes and other delicacies. No one can tell how the owner procured it and decided to use it to run their small business. It is also not clear whether the business is flying as a result. But one thing is clear, the owner should be on a wing and a prayer that business thrives under his stewardship, whether they sell chicken or beef. Otherwise, sooner or later, they may need an emergency exit or oxygen masks to breathe through the tough economic times. Only in Sosha. Thank you for listening to this episode of Taking the Rams by the Horns. Please send your comments to me via email on rams@ramsmobile.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Please share your views about the genius of the mobile aircraft tech shop. Download the My Sowetan app and listen to more of my podcasts. We are also on Spotify. Follow us on X at Rams by the Horns and at Sowetan Live. From me, Rams Mabote, on a wing and a prayer. Goodbye and God bless.